believe I'm not dead?
Yes, we're back.
Yes, we're back. Back again.
Did you break your foot?
Nope. Although, I think I did something to my toe, because I've been in pain for like 8 weeks. So
well, that sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, but it'll buff out.
What are they going to do with the toe anyway?
Yeah, I know. Where they're just going to, like, yeah, it's broke. You need 40 grand to fix it. I'm like, nope. I'll just leave it broke. It'll fix itself, right? I think. Don't. If you, if you don't go to the doctor, let's say you break your arm and you don't go to the doctor, your body will eventually fix that on its own, right? Or does it, you have to go to, like, get, like, a cast on? How does that work?
Well, what kind of injury are you talking here?
What kind of injury?
Like, is it dangling, or is it just there's a crack in it, but it's still together, like where it's supposed to be?
Yeah, leave out the, like, you know, the really bad, you know, like it's, you know, you've literally snapped your arm in half, you know, like Dak Prescott with his ankle, you know, like not that kind of injury, just like the kind of the routine break.
Well, you risk it healing incorrectly.
So, like, you might have, like, pain in your arm for the rest of your life or something, or...
Yeah, or, like, because, like, the bone will refuse. It'll just refuse crooked.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what's happening with my toe, then. We'll find out. We'll find out in a year if it's still hurting. We'll go to the doctors, find out what's wrong. So what'd I miss? Well, I was gone. Anybody get divorced? Anyone have kids? Wait,
Not yet.
But you're close. You're closer.
Yep.
Yep. Why? Why the sigh before the yep?
This is just going to be a huge pain. I can already tell. But don't worry. Podcasting on Wednesdays is number one priority. Followed by, actually, it's all a tie for volleyball, podcasting, going to K-State games on Saturdays, watching the away games on Saturdays. That's all top priority.
Okay, so at least you have your priorities straight. You know what's important in life and what you need to cut out. Time with children, that can go.
Have you seen the video with the glass jar and they fill it up with rocks and they fill it up with something smaller and then they fill it up with sand, how it's full every time?
No, I don't think so. On TikTok?
No, it's been around a while. But basically, they take a glass jar so you can see inside and they fill it up with maybe golf balls first and then, you know, all the way to the top and they ask, is this full? And everybody's like, yeah. But then he has some marbles or something or something smaller that fits between the golf balls and he fills that up to the top and he's like, is it full now? And they're like, yeah. And then he fills it up with sand, like completely full. And they're like, is it full now? And they're like, yeah. And so he's like, you know, you can have multiple things filling it up, but you want to make sure the big things or the important things go in first. And podcasting is a golf ball.
Okay. I really like that. That's a cool analogy.
It's our new slogan.
Podcasting is a golf ball. You should put that in the bio. Put that in the Instagram bio. Podcasting is a golf ball. Where's Joe? Is he dead? Did I take his place?
Maybe.
Good. Cutting out the weak parts of the podcast.
Well, this is the Andrew show this week. So, Andrew, what do you got for us?
Okay, finally, into the important stuff.
Yes.
So, how are we supposed to survive as a species if we only live on one planet?
That's a trick question. We're not.
We're meant to go to Mars. We have to.
Why stop at Mars?
Well, I don't know. I guess I was going to say because the rest are uninhabitable, but I guess Mars is technically uninhabitable, right? Isn't it like 200 degrees below Fahrenheit and like dust storms that are like 500 miles wide and like can kill you basically?
Yeah. It actually apparently gets to like pretty normal temperatures sometimes, like above freezing, like up to 70 degrees.
Okay, well,
I don't. But I think most of the time it's cold.
Yeah, if you're telling me that that's the only option, or just die, I don't know.
Well, I have to pay taxes. Because I'll move if I don't have to pay taxes anymore. And if California New Yorkers don't get to move with me, they have to stay here. You tell me yes to those things. I'll put my house up on the market tomorrow.
How many what if I told you it takes 15 years to get there?
Can I go into cryosleep or hypersleep?
Sure. But you're 15 years older.
Ooh.
Like you don't have to be bored on a ship for 15 years, but you do lose 15 years.
Do I live longer on Mars?
Well,
is the gravity better for you? Like the legs is
Well, it's so since it's colder, it'd be farther away from the sun, so it would be. Would that mean? Does that mean it would be worse? Like, you'd be lighter or heavier?
Lighter, right? Because.
I think so. Yeah, because
well, it's not about how close it is to the sun. It's how much mass it has, like the planet itself. Mars is significantly less gravity. Because it's smaller than Earth. So you'd have less gravity. And when you have less gravity, then I think you go slower. I'm trying to think back to Interstellar when they're on the super high gravity planet.
That's what I was thinking of.
Still doesn't make sense to me how you can be like moving at the same speed, but you know, you're aging 10 years per minute or, you know, whatever it was, an hour.
I'm glad you brought that up. Is that a real, like, scientific theory, or is that just something they made up for the movie? Like,
I think it's real.
You know? Really?
Because I think it's because they're saying, like, gravity, like, it's like a trampoline, like, it bends time.
How does it do that?
I don't know. I don't get it.
That's just like, I don't know. That just boggles my mind. I don't understand how that's even possible. I mean, I believe you, but like, I need someone smart to explain it to me. Do we have someone smart on the podcast?
Nope.
Do you guys know anybody that's smart? I don't. Nope. Come on, Caleb. What'd you go to school for?
Not that.
Not that.
Yeah, he went for poetry. So he can make lots of money and run for office.
Yeah. Where's our local know-it-all Joe?
Yeah.
He's really let us down.
Andrew, would you move to Mars if it was offered to you? 15 years to get there? No taxes? No Californians?
That's the best part. I know Californians.
He's really trying to sell it.
I don't think I would.
Because there's nothing to do.
There's nothing to do there either.
Yeah, that's true. Topeka's worse than Mars, that's for sure.
Because it's not unique.
Yeah, there's nothing here. I would definitely... Basically, anywhere in Kansas is worse than Mars. So, you know. But it's fine. What if they had... What if they had internet? Internet and power. So you, like, have, like, all your, like, basic, you know, needs, quote-unquote. So you don't have to read books for the next 60 years and then die.
I guess I need. What would I be doing? What's my purpose?
Your purpose is to survive and not die on Mars.
Well, I'd probably die then.
Okay.
So I don't think I'd go.
Okay. Looks like I'm the only one moving, boys.
Have fun.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys are gonna go with me. We could literally podcast from Mars, and we could stream it onto YouTube, and it would get. Probably 1 billion views in a week.
All the views.
The only way that would ever happen.
By the time we send the data from Mars, everyone will be dead.
We can't transfer the data. Can't upload it faster than, you know, 1 million years or however long we think the Earth will be around for.
No, it's going to take 100 years to upload. The internet speed is really bad out there.
No. Yeah. Okay, it's not worth it then.
And we're uploading it in 8K.
Oh, yeah. They had a... I watched a 4K video of the Mars rover that we sent up to Mars. Like, if you... Was that during Trump's presidency that we sent a Mars rover up
there? Yeah.
It may even have been before.
Was it Obama? I was trying to remember if it was Obama. It might have been Obama. I don't remember. But they uploaded the footage that the rover took on Mars, like all the video surveillance it captured, and they put it on YouTube. And I watched it. It's really cool. It's wild.
Could you see yourself living there?
In the places that they showed, yeah, doesn't look too bad. But because show really any dust storms or like any of the like bad parts about Mars. You know, there's like craters and obviously lots of like I guess sand or like, you know, whatever they call that substance on. I think
rock,
rock is very, very fine dust or whatever it is, but it was really cool. I think Jupiter would be the best though, because it's the biggest planet. A, so that's just, you know, that automatically makes it cool. Plus, it gets hit by all the meteorites and meteors that the Earth is supposed to get hit by. So basically every day you're just like, you know, rolling the dice on whether or not you're going to live or not. And you get to watch all kinds of meteors crash into your planet. So seems like a win-win for me. Lots of entertainment.
I don't know. I don't think I would ever. It'd be hard to move to a new planet.
And what if you get sick and you're going to die?
If I'm going to die,
but
then I don't do it.
You have it. Okay.
I'm just saying if I, you know, if I have to move and live in a dirt dust storm bowl with not, you know, metal houses there and just garden all day so we can survive, fix the solar panels. That doesn't really sound that exciting to me at the moment. I'll let Garrett go set it up before I move.
Selfish.
Okay. Hey, somebody's gotta go do it. Might as well be me.
Bet you'd make a lot of money doing that.
Okay, yeah, what this is what
that's
we
what, like all that's what all the people in Europe were thinking about the New World. They're like, man, that doesn't sound fun. I'll just let you guys do it first. You guys make it cool, and then I'll come later.
Yeah, what if we treated Mars like Australia? We just take all the prisoners who are in there for life, and we put them on a ship and send them to Mars to get it set up for us. Get things going.
It's a good option.
You think, would it even get there before someone hijacked it and said, all right, we're out of here, boys.
That's enough.
Well, I don't know. There'd be ways that we can make sure it gets there with everyone intact.
Yeah, that's a good option. And they could sign up for it if they didn't want to. They didn't have to, but I bet someone signed up for it.
Yeah. Because I don't want to make someone who has the chance to get out eventually, you know, ship them off to Mars. But if there's someone who's there for, you know, 40 years and they're already 30, I guess what good is a 70-year-old trying to set up a colony?
Yeah, facts.
But without all that gravity pulling them down, be unstoppable. I just watched this TikTok today about this middle-aged white guy giving out advice for what not to do in white-collar prison. And now all
is
the
comments.
I think he was.
Oh, okay.
But all the people are commenting, like, you know, watching this intently, like I'm going to prison tomorrow or something. Or...
Just in case.
Mm-hmm. Seemed like they were good tips.
What do you guys think the best space movie ever is? Like, there's
Interstellar.
So many. Is there there's also Gravity and Apollo 13, like Tom Hanks. There's so many. I think we just say Interstellar because it's like one of the most iconic, and it's like the newest, or the one that came out. The other ones came out like 20 years ago, but
Gravity is pretty new, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that one's pretty new too.
The music is just so good in Interstellar.
That's true. It's
spectacular. It has a politician in it.
Which politician?
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh. I was like, he was the first one that came to mind. I was like, but he's not a politician. I was like, who?
Not yet.
He's going to be someday. He'll probably be, like, the mayor of, like, a town, right? I don't think he'd ever win governorship, would he?
No, he's going for the presidency.
I don't know about that, man.
He's already got his slogan. He's been working on it for years. Everyone already knows it.
All right.
That one?
Yep.
All right.
Maybe he'll change it to, like, all left or something.
Yeah.
That's where all his policies will be aligned. All left.
I have no idea what his political... Like, everything that he's an actor in, I would think would be light or right-leaning, but I feel like maybe, you know, him as an actor is probably left-leaning.
He's definitely left-leaning. I would say he's, like, in the same camp as, like, Elon Musk, probably, in that same general vicinity, maybe a little farther left, but
he's in his own camp now. Elon? Yeah,
he's something. I was hoping he would buy YouTube and just get rid of all the ads because he hates ads, but
he's been complaining about it too recently on Twitter.
Yeah,
somebody said, why spend $10 a month to get YouTube Platinum or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
You can spend $156 billion on Twitter.
Buy Twitter. I don't know.
I mean, maybe you can get it with no ads, but you have to sign up to go live on Mars in his new development out there.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That's been his play the whole time.
Is his bid still going through for Twitter, or did he, like...
He paused it himself because the reports of, like, how many active users was incorrect.
Okay.
Which everyone is saying he should have known before he, like, got that far.
Yeah. Well, except he was going off the reports that he was given, which is just, which was incorrect.
Did they lie about it, or is it just like, oh, sorry, we miscalculated?
I want to say it could be a little bit of both, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's Twitter. I'm like 99% sure they're lying about everything, but.
What's next, Andrew?
Oh, shoot. Well, actually, we didn't even answer my original question that I didn't ask yet. Which was, will a person land on Mars in our lifetime?
Yes.
I would guess probably so.
Probably, yeah. Because if you think about, let's see, how long was the space, like NASA, or like space exploration going on until we landed on Mars, we landed on the moon? Does anyone remember? I feel like it wasn't very long. It feels like 20 years, maybe 15 years.
Probably was less than that, because when was the moon landing? In 69?
69, yeah.
So it couldn't have been going on. Oh, wait. It couldn't have been going on, like, 20 years would have been, like, 1949, so.
I was just saying, like, 10, 15 years, right? And we'll just say 10 or 15 years. So if we, like, really started putting effort into, like, the technology and stuff. But I don't think it's going to come from the government this time. I think it's going to come from, like, Elon. Or, like, it's going to be privatized. Because it doesn't, I mean, isn't NASA still, at least the rocket or like space exploration part of NASA, that's like not happening, right? Didn't Obama shut that down?
Well, I actually watched a video on this and how it was like explaining why, like, I'm pretty sure someone was already supposed to land on Mars by now, but like, with each like different administration that goes in, like they keep, at least from what the video was saying, was like they keep, like, one president starts up, like, funds NASA and wants them to do stuff, and then the next one doesn't, and then the next one does, and then the next one doesn't, so they can never really like get anything done. It's basically that's basically like to sum up what the video was saying, and how, like, I mean, yeah, we could have, yeah, someone, I'm pretty sure someone was priority supposed to land on Mars by now, but because of the whole like start and stop of like each different president that we get, it, like, they can't really get anything done. Yeah, that's what the video was saying.
Well, then, yeah, that's what confirms my suspicions. That'll probably just come from the private sector, because we'll get one president in that's like, yeah, let's go. And then the next president will be like, nah, we're not doing that. It's a waste of money. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, Elon. That would be really cool, though, because imagine, because like in 69, when, you know, the rocket took off, like, everyone is, like, watching their TVs and everything. Everyone's, like, so excited listening to the radio when they're, like, getting close to the moon. And, I don't know, I feel like it would be like, the Olympics on steroids. It'd be so, I think it would be, like, the coolest event ever, I think, that would ever take place in our lifetime. I mean, don't you guys think? I can't think of anything that would be, that I would remember or love to see more than that.
Yeah. I mean, there hasn't been anything like that in our life.
Yeah.
Like good news, right?
Yeah. Or just amazing. Yeah.
That, yeah. Well, now it's got me wondering, like, what do you think in our lifetime, what do you think mankind's greatest accomplishment has been? I guess probably the internet. That's kind of an easy choice.
Well, I think you'd have to go one step. It'd be electricity, wouldn't it? Because you can't have the internet without electricity.
How old are you?
Well, no, in our lifetime.
Oh, in our lifetime. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you just meant like in general, like what's the greatest invention ever? I'm like, well, probably like in our lifetime. Yeah, but the internet was around before we were around, so you guys can't say that.
Yeah, I guess it, or I guess like the mass use or
wireless and internet.
Is wireless and internet, is that a Patrick?
Oh yeah, I guess wireless internet.
The Snuggie.
The new Taco Bell.
The two-story Taco Bell.
Okay.
Taco Bell Cantina.
Two-story Taco Bell. Is that what?
The food tube.
Yeah, two votes for that.
I mean, I can't think of anything greater than that.
I mean, honestly, though, it's a very, very good idea. It's just so big. Because it has, what, four drive-through lanes?
Yeah, that's
the worst part. But
that's the worst part?
Like how big it is. It needs so much space.
What good does four drive-through lanes do when you only have, like, three employees working?
Yeah. That's a great point.
The robots are going to be going fast, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, true. Oh, that's another. Do you think...
AI?
I hear people, like, especially Elon Musk, like, acting like... We're like really close to automating all these jobs, and I just don't see it.
Well, they automated the McDonald's order taker on the drive-through.
Did we talk
about that, didn't we?
Did we talk about that
here?
At a location near us, or just like somewhere, like they're testing it?
For sure in Kansas City, right, Alex? No. Did we not talk about this?
Automated how?
You drive up, and it says, like, for me, I think it's at a couple of them near my house, but it just has like a piece of paper on the menu board that says, when finished ordering, say that's all. And I was like, what the heck does that mean? But then it starts the conversation, says, hi, welcome to McDonald's, order when you're ready. And then, like, you just say what you want and say that's all, and it gets everything exactly what you asked. And it was actually polite, and they actually listened to you.
Wow, weird. So, unlike McDonald's employees.
Yes, it was unparalleled service.
You know what's funny? I guess I shouldn't say this is funny, but people, you know, have been pushing for, like, a $15, $20 minimum wage for, like, you know, these really low-skill jobs. And instead of getting that, they're just going to be forced out because companies are just like, I'm not going to pay you $20 an hour to take orders and get them all, you know, 50% of them right and 50% of them wrong. I'm just going to automate everything. Yeah. So now these high school kids or like kids in college, like these low skill jobs are not going to exist anymore for like poor people to use. And they're just going to go on like welfare and stuff now. It's just, it's making the problem worse. But anyway, so it's automated. That's kind of a cool thing. I wonder if like a lot of people start trying that. I know I heard that McDonald's, they trademarked having two drive-through lanes.
What? And,
yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw someone showed me an article saying that some other restaurants had tried copying them and putting two drive-through whatever stations in their restaurants, and McDonald's sued them and said, no, you can't do that. Well, only we can have that.
And Chick-fil-A has two.
Do they have two, or do they just have one and then have multiple people taking orders?
No, they have two because they have like two different windows you would actually be able to order at if you needed. If they didn't have people seeing
one. I'm pretty sure they just have one window.
Well, wait, one window?
Yeah.
Not like spots to order from.
Yeah,
but the windows that you're picking up.
Menus, but you can't do two windows, apparently. That's at least that's what the article that they showed me. I was like, is that for real? Because I remember Burger King had two, the one on Wanamaker had two windows for a while. And then I noticed a couple years ago when I went to get something from the drive-thru, the window was closed. I was like, oh, that's weird. And then someone showed me that article, and I was like, oh, I wonder if they had to take it out because of McDonald's. But I don't know. That could be BS.
Interesting. Huh. Yeah, I guess I don't know.
If you guys could slap one person in human history, who would it be? Someone asked me that the other day, and I really had to think hard about it.
Only one.
Only one. You only get one slap.
I assume we don't get in trouble for this slap at all. Do we just kind of show up in whatever time it is, slap them, see their reaction, and then you're out of there?
Boom, you're out, yep.
That's hard.
I kind of narrowed it down. I was like, I kind of want to just slap a celebrity. I think that
maybe Chris Rock. No, that's been done. That's been done before.
Yeah, that one's been covered, so we don't have to do that one.
Oh gosh, that's so much pressure.
You could do something really dark, but no.
Well, too dark for the podcast?
Probably, yeah. Wow. I'll send them a group chat later. Maybe, obviously the first one you think of is like Hitler, but I'm like, I don't want to be boring. Let's think of something else. Maybe Karl Marx. Yeah. He'd be somebody I'd really like to slap. He seems like a bad guy. Or you can slap somebody from the Bible. Maybe Jonah. A little slappy slap, you know? You can slap. Or a president.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter.
Gosh, this is really. I feel like I would pick someone and then later think, why didn't I slap this other person? And it would bother me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like too much pressure to choose one. I would slap the Queen of England.
Why the Queen?
It just seems like
a good one.
A good one. She's probably never been slapped before.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I'm gonna just humble her a bit.
Yeah.
It's an idea.
You have an idea?
No, that is an idea.
This is for invading our country.
This is for invading our country.
She was there.
Yeah, clearly. 250 years ago, this was your fault. I like it. There's some kids that I'd like to slap.
Yeah.
I don't know, like there's some kid actors that are really annoying, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
I like to give them a good slapping. Amber Heard.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was kind of, that was like one of the first people. I'm like, you probably deserve a little slap.
Hasn't life slapped her enough?
Nope, not yet. Not quite. Not until I slap her. Not until I get my slap in. Then she can die. She has my permission to die then, after that.
Wow.
Honestly, do you guys think, okay, so obviously in the court, like, Johnny won. Like, that she definitely set him up and, you know, like, lied and did all that stuff. But I wonder, part of me wonders if Johnny ever, you know, abused her and just didn't, you know, never got caught, or, you know, there wasn't enough proof, because you just never know with that stuff, I guess. Part of me always wonders that. Because, like, you hear, like, all these testimonies and stuff, and, like, people try to seem so adamant about what they're saying. So, you know, it's literally, court is almost, you know, he said, she said, at least in these types of, like, cases, you know, like, yeah, no, he hit me. No, she hit me. You know, it's...
I feel like with the way she is, she would have, as soon as he did something, she probably would have, like, came out and said something.
Yeah. You would think. But, you know, some girls, some women hide it and don't say anything for a while. But, yeah, I don't know. I always wonder in cases like this where it's like a defamation type thing where one person's just seems like the worst person ever, but you don't know, like, what you, like, we'll never know everything between those two. We'll never know what Johnny did. Like, let's not pretend. That was the other thing. People pretending like he's like some, you know, great guy. Johnny, I'm like, not really. Like, he's kind of a bad person. At least he's not a good husband, I guess I should say. He's for sure. That much is certain. But I don't know. It's just funny listening to people talk about, like, how great Johnny is and how he's just the best thing ever. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about that much.
I mean, I think it's possible for them to both be terrible people, but one be worse than the other at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that I think Amber is definitely worse than Johnny. But, yeah, people just are... I don't know if she'll ever... How old is she? She's in her, like, 40s, I guess. I don't know if she'll ever work again, will she?
Well, she better. She's got to pay him the money.
I heard she's going to be bankrupt.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Maybe she'll make some money from Aquaman 2.
Nah, no one's going to do that. They have like 3 million signatures trying to get her off the movie.
Well, it's already filmed and all that, right? So they can't...
Yeah, so it's like not going to happen. But it'll make it very funny. Because it's just no one's going to go.
I wonder if they'll just, like, not air it. Or not air it, but not, like, release it. I wonder if they'll just, like, okay, we're not going to do this. This is... Because people just boycott it on principle. And... Which, that sucks for Jason Momoa and, like, everyone that, like, worked on it. Because they didn't do anything. It's just attached to this toxic, terrible person.
Yeah. Did you see Top Gun yet?
The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Oh, well, no. I haven't seen the first one either.
Same.
I haven't seen the second one yet. I want to try to go see it this weekend.
Did you like the first one, Garrett?
Yeah, I don't know. So many people freak out about it, and I don't really understand it. Like, it's pretty good. It's like it's a feel good movie, but I don't know. It, like, when people when it was announced that there was going to be a sequel, I didn't really care. I was just, okay, like, I don't care that much. But I don't know, people love it.
Yeah, I think it's more of, you know, if you saw it back when that was kind of the peak of movie making, then it would be a lot cooler than it is to watch it for the first time now, like I did. Like, all the flying was so cheesy, just because it's an old movie.
So corny, all of it.
But yeah, we went and saw the second one yesterday, and it was pretty good.
Okay, well, it looks like I'll have to go see it then.
They almost, like, recapped the first one in the second one, so I feel like they really made it friendly for people who hadn't seen the first one, or hadn't seen it in a long time, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you pretty much figure out everything that happened in the first one by watching the second one. But I think I saw there's a part where one of the actors, was it Val Kilmer? Is that who Iceman was?
Say it again.
Yeah. So Iceman in the first one, Val Kilmer.
Can he not
talk anymore?
No, I think he had a stroke.
Okay, so he lost his ability to speak in 2014, this says, but he's in this second movie a little bit, and they have him talking a little bit where you can see his mouth moving, but they used just whatever you want to call it, technology to voice over him, kind of like they did in the Star Wars movie where they just, you know, put in that one general guy. They just, you know, animated him in, basically. But it looked super good. Like, you definitely couldn't tell that it was they kind of help it in the movie by having him have some kind of sickness that he can't talk when in his character. But, like, still, how far away is it before we can just make movies with any person, I guess, that's been alive to get scanned in or whatever?
Yeah.
And then you can just make whatever movie you want with any person you want.
Right. They, in the, I think it's Boba Fett. No, it might be Mandalorian. I can't remember. One of the terrible Star Wars Disney shows that they have a young Luke Skywalker in one of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks real. I don't know. You kind of have to watch it. Like, it looks real, but his voice is kind of, it's not quite human enough, if that makes sense. Like, it sounds human, but it doesn't really do inflections or, like.
Yeah, it's almost, I think it was the very end of the Mandalorian.
Yes, I think it's,
because they take the child back, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's that episode. And, like, it looks really good, and it sounds pretty good, but you're just like, it's just not quite, human, you know, it's not quite there. So I don't know if we need more years or something of technology. But yeah, I was thinking about that with, like, Darth Vader, because, you know, they have James Earl Jones do all the voicing for him, but he's, like, 93, he's gonna be dead soon, so, like, I wonder who they're gonna voice for him, if they'll just have a computer do it from now on. Whenever they need a Darth Vader, you know, in, like, video games, movies, TV shows, because they're not going to stop using that character.
I mean, it seems like that one would be really easy to recreate, because it's already kind of, you know, robotic. But yeah, I feel like in 25 years, we'll just be making, you know, it's animating, but real people.
So, yeah.
It's gonna be great.
Yep, nothing will be real anymore.
This podcast will just make itself.
And AIs of each other.
Yeah, we just have to record enough audio to where the people make AIs, you know, watch or read 1,000 scripts or speeches or whatever, and then it makes its own. Yeah. We just make our own episodes that way.
I wouldn't mind that. That would be kind of funny to have, like, one episode like that.
Just need to get a transcript from all of our episodes. See what it can come up with.
I'd be down with that. Like, does that... How do you even get one of those? Do you have to buy it, or does someone have to, like...
I'm sure it's not free, but, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is.
Maybe we know somebody smart that can do, like, a program one for us for free.
And actually, like, along the same lines, today I saw on Twitter, it was essentially that, except it's a picture, and you could, like, type in something that you wanted, and, what they, like, wanted their computer, like, the image to recreate was, it's George Costanza, right, from Seinfeld? It was, like, him holding an AK-47 or something. It's called Dall-E Mini. And, like, I'll send you one, but it's like the pictures don't look real at all when you're, you know, looking closely at them, but if you just, like, glance through it, you can, like, tell what it was trying to do.
Right.
Oh, here we go. Consolidating them all into one thread. Serial killer Ted Cruz. Or Pikachu and Seinfeld. Or
Pikachu and Seinfeld.
Like, so, like, it, like, adds in Pikachu, but in kind of, like, a Seinfeld-ish style, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'll send you this thread. But it's basically the AI, you know, looking at a bunch of the things and then doing its best to recreate what you're asking it, I guess.
So, I would love to have that for our podcast. That'd be so funny.
Joe says something about streaming on TikTok.
Yeah, I think he got banned from Twitch.
Oh, no.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I think.
Where the heck is he to, like, explain that?
What?
Why is he not here to explain that?
I think he told me that someone said something on his stream. Like, he was, you know, like, some random guy, like, on his Warzone stream said something, and he got banned, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, that's, you love that. And also, TikTok, I know, banned him again for something someone else said. I like how TikTok, their algorithm for banning people is basically just, they just have buzzwords, and if anyone says any of those buzzwords, it doesn't even matter if it's the owner of the account that's streaming or, like, posting stuff, they just ban you. I'm like, that's so stupid.
How can Twitch do that, or even TikTok? Because, I mean, every streamer would just constantly be getting trolled by people that, like, they get into a game with them and then just start saying all this stuff. So, I mean, it must have been a mistake, and he's probably going to, like, appeal it or something.
Well, TikTok will just ban anybody. Like, they don't care. But Twitch, yeah, is a little bit... They'll, like, ban you for, like, a little bit, and then they'll unban you. Like, you get, like, timed out, basically. Like, you can't stream for, like, a week or something. They've done that to, like, almost every big streamer at some point. They'll do something or say something, and they just ban them for a little bit, and they come right back. But for smaller streamers, I don't know if they even care to let you back.
Gosh dang it, I was hoping the Royals were going to lose today.
17-38.
Yeah, but then they win.
Why do you want them to lose?
So they could have a record of 17-38.
Oh. Yeah, they're terrible. Unfortunately. I don't know if we'll ever be good again in baseball, but at least the Chiefs will be good for a while. Hopefully Mahomes can play till he's 50.
It's unfortunate that we're not going to win any more games.
The Royals?
No, with Mahomes, he's expecting a second kid.
Yeah, I don't know why he's having a second kid. I'm about ready to throw hands with him. That's the person I want to slap. I take it back. I don't want to slap Amber Heard. I want to slap Patrick. Stop having kids. Especially, we're in a Super Bowl window, and we need another championship before Kelce retires, and we have to go into a slight rebuild, okay? No more kids. No more sex. And if you do, use a condom, okay? No more kids.
Put it in the contract.
Yeah, put it in the contract. We're done with this. I'm tired of we're not about to have three kids under the age of 3 years old. He's gonna be averaging like 15 minutes of sleep for the next like 5 years, dumbass.
Man.
I'm kidding. I'm happy for him. So it's gonna be great. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was all a joke.
Yeah.
Now if Jackson's out of his life, he kind of has room for an extra child.
Why don't we slap Jackson Mahomes?
Oh man. Yeah. See, now they're just rolling off the tongue. Okay. Yeah. Jackson. Jackson definitely. The little girl that's playing Leia in the Obi-Wan series. She'd be good to slap.
Actually, an athlete would be a good. Who's someone who is.
Draymond Green would be fun to slap.
Well, someone who's ruined the Tom Chiefs Brady. Or the Royals. Yeah, Tom Brady would be Tom good. Tom Brady would
slap. He's ruined.
Ooh, D Ford.
Yeah, D Ford.
That referee that called the roughing the passer on Chris Jones.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, but he needs to go. Yeah, but
Bob Sutton.
Yeah, Bob Sutton. Putting Justin Houston in coverage on prime Antonio Brown. That's some wild stuff, Bob. Yeah, but Mahomes needs to stop having kids. I don't know. You guys are in Kansas City. If you guys see him in the grocery store, like pass by him in the library or something, tell him to stop having kids. He needs to focus on what's important, which is bringing people that he doesn't know another Super Bowl so we can talk about it on Twitter and brag about it. Okay, that's what's really important.
Yeah, so we can brag about something that we had nothing to do with.
We have absolutely zero things to do with. Can you guys make sure that gets done?
Hey, your slap could lead to a Super Bowl.
My slap?
Yeah, you slap him and tell him to get his act together. Which makes him not have another kid, which leads to another Super Bowl.
Okay, well, if I see him, I'll slap him and tell him to stop having kids, but the chances
I'll,
of that
I'll do
happening...
The, I'll do the same.
Okay.
He'll understand.
Right. Good. Okay. I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
Just so we yeah, can Pat, wrap it up.
Okay, so what are you guys doing if you see Patrick?
Slapping him in the face.
Okay, there we go. And telling him what?
No more kids.
Okay. All right, just make sure we're on the same page.
Gotta wait another 15 or 20 years.
Yeah, just wait till you're retired.
How about this? One kid per Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you win another Super Bowl, you can have another kid.
That's...
So... You're getting a little ahead of yourself there, Patrick. But yeah. maybe he's just confident enough, you know.
So abort this one, and then we can wait. And then we.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Come on, you guys can laugh a little bit. We all know it's a bundle of joy. He's gonna have so much fun. He's just not gonna sleep. That's all.
Maybe he just wants a boy.
Yeah, to take over for when he retires in 15 years. I don't know. That's kind of a long time to wait for another savior for us. Either way.
Okay, bye.
Happy birthday, Patrick. Bye.